T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7 o'clock Sports Radio, 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in on this Tuesday night, which is a different kind of Tuesday night because, yes, we're a couple days removed from the Eagles' loss to the Ravens, but only a couple days until the Eagles and the Giants on Thursday Night Football. And I want to start with something. We'll get to a lot tonight because there's a whole bunch to get into here. On this Tuesday evening, we'll have a guest on from Dallas to talk about the absolute mess that is the Dallas Cowboys right now. I mean, a complete tire fire. And we'll check in on our buddies from Pro Football Focus coming up at 9 o'clock. But let's start here. The Eagles are 1-4-1. And I have eyes like you have eyes. We're all watching this season together, and I think we can say this honestly. This is not a good football team right now. But I heard something. Actually, I was told something this morning, and then I kept listening today. And I put up a poll on our show tonight. There is a very strong and growing, I wouldn't call it a plurality, but whatever. There's a group, and it's not a minority right now. It's not a very small group. It's a growing group that is out there of Eagles fans that honestly and truly don't want to win the NFC East. And I find this absolutely and totally insane. Not just I don't get it. Not just I respect your point of view and I just think differently. I think you're insane if you don't want to win the NFC East. This division is there for the taking. It is that bad. This might be the worst division of all time. And I cannot wrap my mind around the idea that we wouldn't want the Eagles to win the NFC East. Yes, this team isn't very good. It's not a newsflash. This is the truth. We've seen it all season long. They're not a very good football team. They're not right now. I don't know what they're going to look like come November, come December. Teams can change. That happens. You go from good to bad. You go from mediocre to good. Good to great. That happens. So that could change. But I'm going to tell you right now, I have some reasons that are just, like, I'm losing my mind here because there are positive reasons to want this football team to make the playoffs. And it outweighs anything that I could think of on the other side. 215-592-9494. Let me tell you why. Despite all of the stuff I've been hearing today, I don't even know what to call it, some sort of soft millennial thought process that the Eagles should lose games, should get a top 10. Like, the idea that a top 10 pick, like the number right now the Eagles are the number 9 pick in the NFL draft if the season ended today. The idea the number 9 pick would be more valuable to this franchise than another playoff run is just, it's baloney. Like, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense to me. Let me tell you why. First and foremost, and this is number one. It is the most significant thing. We need more significant positive information on Carson Wentz. We just do. He has not played well this season. I mean, those are the facts. He has not played well this season when you look at his 6 games. Did he play better on Sunday? Was he valiant in the second half against a very good Ravens team? Yes. Did he show good signs against Pittsburgh? Yes. Did he play and was he clutch against the Niners? Yes. Was he bad? Not just not good. Was he bad the first 2 weeks of the season? Yes. All those things are true. They're all part of his season. And here's what I know. If he gets this team to the playoffs, if he stays healthy again for a second straight year, plays all 16, gets him to the playoffs, plays well down the stretch, these are more boxes I can check and the Eagles can check on deciding who their future is. Because I believe, and I don't know why anyone has forgotten this, that the Eagles drafted a quarterback in the second round that's getting playing time now with Carson Wentz. I believe the future is very murky for Carson Wentz here in Philadelphia based on how he's played the last 2 seasons. I think it's far from a lock. He's this team's quarterback in 2 years. He gets his team to the playoffs. Perhaps that changes. Perhaps the guy they already owe money to kind of reestablishes himself as the guy they're committed to. That's a significant thing, getting Carson Wentz back into a high level of play and back to truly confirming he's this team's franchise quarterback for the next 5 years. I don't believe right now that that is the case. I believe it is on very murky ground. So the first reason that the playoffs are important is it likely means Carson Wentz had to play well to get them there and has to stay healthy to get them there. And it's more of the last 3 weeks than it was the first 3 weeks. That's important. The second reason is I'm not buying into this notion that the Eagles need to bottom out to fix their problems. I don't believe you have to do that in the NFL. And I believe Jeffrey Lurie is smarter than we're giving him credit for here. And I'll give you an example. So Jeff Lurie, in 2015, Chip Kelly did not have a good season. He was tiring of Chip Kelly. This town was tiring of Chip Kelly. The Eagles players were tiring of Chip Kelly. When you think about Chip Kelly's resume, right, just his resume, through 2015, it was not a fireable resume. He had made the playoffs in 2013. He had finished 10-6 in 2014. Typically, coaches that go to the playoffs, finish with a winning record, and then fall in their third year to 7-9 are not fired. They're just not. That is not a typical NFL thing. But what did Jeff Lurie do? He saw deep-rooted issues that bothered him more than the record on the surface. It's why I don't believe Jeff Lurie and the Eagles would be fooled by winning the NFC East this year. I don't believe it. I believe Jeff Lurie will make the changes he thinks are necessary after this season. I don't know what that means, whether that is Carson Wentz is no longer the quarterback or Doug Peterson is no longer the coach or Howie's no longer the GM. I don't know what it means. But I don't believe Jeff Lurie is dumb enough to get fooled by 6-9-1 and a playoff game. I don't think he would be. So like, I don't have that fear. You may have that fear. I don't have that fear. I believe the Eagles would make the changes they need to make. So I want to see if Carson Wentz can reestablish himself as the guy. I trust Jeff Lurie that he will make the right decisions on who should stay, who should go, regardless if they make the playoffs or not. And I want to give you an example of why I don't believe bottom him out actually has the kind of effect you might think it does and why a playoff season would. Let me take you back to a team. The last team to make the playoffs in the NFL under 500, that team was the 7-8-1 Panthers, okay? And if you want to know how bad that team was in pockets of the year, they were actually 3-8-1. They were 3-8-1 heading into December of that season. You know what they did that December? They won 4 in a row to win the NFC South at 7-8-1. I can imagine there were a lot of fans down there, down in Carolina that year, that were saying, what's the point of making the playoffs? Just lose out. We're 3-8-1. Get a higher draft pick. We don't need to make the playoffs. Well, they did, and they won a playoff game. And the next year, Cam Newton, who had been up and down throughout his young NFL career, won the MVP in 2015, and the Panthers went 15-1. Now, I'm not trying to pretend to you I think the Eagles are going to go 15-1 next year, and Carson Wentz wins the MVP if they make the playoffs this year. But I do think there's something valuable to a still young-ish quarterback getting to the playoffs, overcoming adversity, and finishing strong, and then you can kind of springboard that into next season. You can't do that by finishing 5-11, having the eighth pick in the draft. There's no springboarding that into anything for next year. There's a tangible example here. A 7-8-1 Panthers team won the division, won a playoff game against a banged-up Cardinals team. The next season, they went 15-1, and went to the Super Bowl, and the quarterback won the MVP of the league. Okay, so I don't need the Eagles. Like, I don't think it makes the Eagles a better football team for next year by losing games this year. I don't subscribe to that. That's not this sport. Okay, this isn't the NBA. And I want to hit on this point because I think it's significant. In the NBA, you want to lose, right? If you're not a championship contender, it's better off to be at the bottom, like the Sixers tried to do, than be in the middle. The middle's the worst place to be. Because in the NBA, primarily, there's an outlier here or there like a Steph Curry, but primarily the best talent, the game-changing, franchise-changing talent, sits at the top of the draft. It's not like that in the NFL. It's just not. You go through every year of drafts. You could find a player that is a star in the 20s just as well as you could find a player that's a star at 9 or 10. It happens. It happens every single draft. You have to draft well. You have to pick the right guy, see the right guy that's there. I'll give you an example. That Panthers team I referenced, right? 7-8-1. They make the playoffs They win a playoff game. Next year, they're really good. If they had missed the playoffs, let's say they had the ninth pick, right, which the Eagles currently have. That pick was Eric Flowers that year. Eric Flowers stinks. He bottomed out and flamed out in New York as an offensive lineman. The 22nd pick that year, which is kind of what you probably get if you win a division, you lose in the first round or whatever, that was Bud Dupree, who's one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. So, like, the idea that you get star players at number 9, but at 22, that's not the case. That's not the NFL. So I don't really see the draft, capital, like, wow, look what we could get. I don't think it makes that much of a difference. I think there's value to this team getting to the playoffs and kind of springboard that into next year. I want more information on if Carson Wentz really is the guy or is going to be replaced sooner than later. And I trust Jeff Lurie to make the right decision here on this franchise. I don't think he's going to get fooled by 6-9-1 in a playoff trip and at 5-10 and whatever the record would be, 5-10-1 and no playoff trip, oh, he'd fire everyone then. Like, you really think Jeff Lurie's that reactionary just based on one game? I don't think he is. I think he'll make the decision he thinks is right. I mean, look at last year. Jeff Lurie basically fired Doug's offensive coordinator because he didn't like the direction of the offense and didn't want to get fooled by the last four games. 2015, he fired Chip Kelly, even though his resume at the time, I don't believe, warranted a firing. Like, his record here didn't warrant a firing because that's not what he did. He had a winning record here in 3 years. They fired him because they thought it was going in the wrong direction. I believe Jeff Lurie will do the same thing after this year, playoffs or no playoffs. 215-592-9494. I'm looking at a poll question I put up at WIP Evenings Tonight where we asked the people, like, do you want the Eagles to make the playoffs? What would you rather, top 10 pick or the NFC East division title? And it's almost split. Like, it's not like 70-30. It's almost split where people would almost rather, I think it's 55-45 last time I checked, in terms of people rather win the division, but almost half say, nah, let's lose, let's get a top 10 pick. I totally, totally disagree. 215-592-9494. What would you rather, top 10 pick in the NFL draft or to win this NFC East? I want to win the NFC East. I see way more positive that comes from winning here than I do from losing. Like, do we have to pull out the whole old Herman Edwards quote? Do we need that tonight? You play to win the game. You don't play to get the number 9 pick in the draft. You play to win the game. The Eagles don't need to be trying to get in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. First of all, they're not that bad. They're not going to get in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. Second of all, they have one quarterback they give 128 guaranteed to, and they have another quarterback they took in the second round. This is not a franchise that is positioning themselves for a first-round pick quarterback. They're just not. The Jets should lose games on purpose. They need to change everything about that franchise. I don't think that's the Eagles. 215-592-9494. The NFC East is there to win. I want to win it. Amazingly, a lot of people calling and responding to WIP today don't want to win. I don't get it. Brent is in Nazareth. Hey, Brent.
Let's just go ahead and hand it to the Cowboys. Hey, let's give them another division championship. That sounds like a fantastic idea.
It's ridiculous, Brent. I mean, I never thought that we'd be at a point that we'd be having a discussion about not wanting to win the NFCs. It's mind-boggling.
Well, let me ask you this. What's the chances with a top 10 pick that Howie Roseman does a good job with it? He's been so great at finding talent in the draft lately, the last few years, hasn't he?
Well, he's not been, Brent. And that's it. You know what? I usually don't like that because I think the idea is, right, you want to get the higher pick. It's better to have a high pick than a not high pick. I understand that. But your point is fair. Like, it's not like Howie has this amazing track record where we know he would make the right pick at number 9 or 10 or whatever. We don't know that.
Yeah, let me take my cynic hat off for a second. If winning or going to the playoffs 4 years in a row, if I was a free agent, I would be more inclined to go to the Eagles, to sign with the Eagles, because they've got a nice track record of winning. They got a history of winning. Not to mention so many of their players would get more experience, more playoff experience, and how is that a bad thing?
It's not, Brent. It's a great point, and I appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. That is a good point. Look, there's a lot of young players here that we know very little about right now. You know, we're learning more about them. Jordan Mailata, Travis Fulgham. You know, in the NFL, rebuilds and retooling efforts are never really what you think they are. You might think, oh, it takes a full offseason. It takes a full draft. You might change that by learning more about these players. Let me play this scenario out. Let's say the Eagles get in the playoffs. They win a playoff game. They rally, and they're better than we think. They go 7-8-1. They win a playoff game, just like that Panthers team. Jordan Mailata plays all year, plays well all year. And at the end of the year, the Eagles say, he's our franchise left tackle of the future. We know it. Carson Wentz plays well all year, and it kind of changes the idea in their heads that maybe he's not the guy, which I think that doubt has been creeping in for a couple years. It's why Jalen Hurts is here. Let's say Travis Fulgham, who's on pace for like 1,300 yards, does this. Like, it's a whole season, basically, of this, and he's the number one wide receiver on an NFC East winner. Doesn't that change everything about the team-building aspect here? If they, like, wow, we found a number one wide receiver that helped us make the playoffs. Like, losing and finding out very little about these players, or, you know, it not going that way, that doesn't do anything for the team. Like, I can actually feel better about their trajectory if these things happen than if I just get a high pick in the rounds of the draft. I don't understand why or how you could be a fan and not want the team to win. Now, this is not an extreme case. It's not about the number one pick in Trevor Lawrence. It's about winning the worst division I've ever seen. 215-592-9494. What would you rather, top 10 pick or win this division? I want to win the NFCs. Tucker, what are you feeling?
I mean, I hate agreeing with you, Joe, because I think it makes for boring radio, but I agree. Like, anyone who thinks otherwise is a loser, right? Like, it's a joke to sit there and think that a top 10 pick would benefit this franchise. And there are franchises who would benefit from a top 10 pick. You mentioned the Jets.
Yeah.
And there are franchises who would benefit from wholesale change across the board in their front office and their coaching staff. And I point you to Dallas, where the Cowboys are, and all the reports that have come out today, right, about how they don't respect the coaching staff, about how there's turmoil in that locker room.
They think the coaches are stupid.
They don't believe in the coaching staff. You know who's never had an issue like that?
Doug
Peterson. Right? Like, Andy Reid was here 14 years. Andy Reid was bad by the end. That was a bad football team. They never had that issue of guys not buying in. Chip Kelly had that issue. That's the one thing I'll say about Chip Kelly is he had that issue. That was bad. That's why he was gone. But when I look at this team and I see a banged-up team, I see a football team that I don't think is particularly good, flipping things on its head and turning everything around and shaking things up just for the sake of shaking things up, it won't do anything. It's silly to get rid of a coach that is possibly a top-10 coach in the NFL. I don't think it's worth giving up a GM who won Executive of the Year 3 years ago. I don't think Jeff Lurie deciding, I'm going to take my football team back and do all this and get rid of Carson Wentz because we get a top-5 pick. That's not beneficial. Like what this team has, the foundation this team has, with Howie Roseman, with Doug Peterson, we saw it win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And it's certainly capable of doing it again.
And here's the thing. Maybe I just trust Jeff Lurie's decision-making and process more than some people. I don't think Jeff Lurie is some, you know, he's not. I'll say this. This is the highest compliment I can give Jeff Lurie right now. I don't think he's John Middleton. I think he has a clue of what he's doing. I think he knows what he wants his franchise to be. I think he can see issues that are here. And I don't think he needs to be smacked in the face with a 5-win season and losing the division to a 6-win Cowboy team to realize, oh, we need to make some changes here or there. We need to tweak this or that. If the Eagles need real changes made, I believe Jeff Lurie will make them, regardless of this team makes the playoffs. And I trust Jeff Lurie. 215-592-9494. I mean, a good deal of people I saw today. Angelo told me his morning show audience. I saw thousands of people in the afternoon voting on their poll. Early on here in the poll on WIP Evening Show. I mean, a good number of people out there actually think missing the playoffs, not making the NFC, not winning this NFC is better for this franchise. I don't think that. I don't think the evidence lines up that way. I don't think Jeff Lurie lines up that way. I think it is better for the Eagles to win this division. It's not embarrassing to me. You know what's more embarrassing than winning a division with 6 or 7 wins? Not winning a division that has 6 or 7 wins. 215-592-9494. We'll start here. What would you rather have? A top 10 pick in the NFL draft and a bad season here? Or would you rather win the NFC East, even if it is at 6 or 7 wins? 215-592-9494. A ton to get into here on this Tuesday night. Your phone calls and your reaction coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.